the land of the living, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. What can I say about my morning inspiration vitamin family? You all are the bomb.com. Y'all are all that and a bag of chips. I love being connected to you, and I praise God for our time in the morning. We are breaking records. We are 1,000 views, and we're doing it now quicker than we've ever been before. And that's because you're engaged in this ministry and sharing this word, and I believe it's blessing lives all around the world. As a matter of fact, if this call is blessing you, I want you to make sure that you drop a note here on Facebook Live or send a message to our office just to encourage me, to let me know that this word is doing something in your life. Let's start this day. It's Friday. It's the weekend where we believe all the weak things in our life, W-E-A-K, the weak things come to an end, and we're believing in the power of God resting on our life over this weekend. So let's pray. Father, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty, and you do all things well. God, I thank you for those with whom I am connected to by live call, by telephone line, and even those who are watching by repost. I especially pray for those who are watching by repost, because it's of divine connection that you have tapped onto this video to hear this word, and there's something in it for your life today. God, for everyone on this call, I pray their peace, their power, and their prosperity. God, I pray that you put a hedge of protection around them, give them traveling mercies, keep their families well, watch over their possessions and their homes, Father. And for this, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. So it's the weekend, and I'm believing that all the weak things in our life will come to an end. I want to give you one of my favorite Bible verses today. It is like medicine to my soul, and I want to share it with you today. It comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4, 13. This is what we're going to go into our weekend with. It's going to be like spiritual, just muscle building food for us today. It says, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things. What I love about this text is that Paul leaves nothing to question, no matter what comes into his life. Paul is speaking even to those things in the future. No matter what comes, Paul is saying, first of all, I need to make that plural for all of us, inclusive for all of us, we need to know that there's nothing that comes to us that we cannot overcome. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Everything that comes our way, God either gives us the power to handle it, gives us the faith to believe it, or gives us the patience to wait on him. Paul makes a declaration that what can I do? I can. I need to speak this into your spirit today, and I hope it echoes with you all day. Yes, you can. Yes, you can be the leader. Yes, you can be healed. Yes, you can prosper. Yes, you can move to your next level. Yes, you can come out of bondage. Yes, you can. I want to tell you, click back on this later on so I can say it again to you. Yes, you can. You can do what? All things. Stop telling yourself what you cannot do. How are you going to sit there and lie on yourself? Yes, you can. Some things take work. Some things take discipline. Some things take strength. But yes, you can. The first thing, you got to want to do it. Paul said, I can do all things. All things. Nothing is beyond the reach of my God. Paul's not counting on himself. Paul said, I'm believing in God. I can do all things. Why? Through Christ that gives us strength. In ourselves, family, we are no match for what happens to us in our life. But through Christ, God gives us the strength to overcome. I can prove it to you before I go. I'm getting ready to prove it to you, show enough. Do me a favor. Look back over your shoulder. From where you have come from, the trial that you're going through now is not the first time you felt like giving up. And if you did it before, if God brought you through it before, why don't you think God can do it again? If you survived before, if you came out before, why don't you think God can do it again? I'm going to repeat what Paul said to you, then I'm going to let you go. Paul said, that means we. Can. Yes, we can. Do. We can get it done. What? all things. Why? Through Christ that gives us strength. So family, this weekend and for the rest of your life, don't count on your strength, because we will faint, we will give up. But if we rest in the power of God, I am a living witness that if you rest in him, he will give you spiritual strength that you did not know not of. So this weekend, family, let's rest in him. And every time you're confronted, I want you to speak it into the atmosphere. I, that means me, that means us, can. Yes, I can. What do? What can we do? All things. How are we going to do it? Through Christ that gives us strength. That's your word for this weekend. Why am I hollering? Because I'm excited for what God is going to do in your life. Let's pray, family, because there's miracles waiting on you today. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I got to say it one more time for that person who's really thinking that you can. I want you to know, yes, you can. Let's pray. God, you are awesome, and we thank you for this gift called Friday, a day we've never seen before and one we'll never, ever see again. But God, there are miracles and challenges and victories and highs in this day, God, that we're believing you to give us the power and the strength to overcome. Your word is life to us, and your word says that we can do what? All things through you, God, that gives us strength. So God, I'm not worried today about what I have, because you have all that I need. It's not about our credit report. It's not about our bank report. It's not about our history, God. It's about all about you. Less of me and more of you. Less of us and more of you. So God, we rest in this strength and this verse. We rest in it today that we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. For that person that's looking for the house, that person that's looking for the job, that person that's believing God for healing, that person that needs God in your family, God said we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. So God, we believe you and we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Family, I'm so excited at what God is doing in your life. You make sure you get this verse down in your spirit. I can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. And make sure you post and repost this video. It's going to bless somebody's life. I got to get out of here, y'all. It's the weekend. I've got to get out of here. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shall glory. And amen. I love you much. Yes, you can. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers. Peace.